This morning, we're going to be reflecting on the Apostle Paul's letter to the early Christian church located in Galatia. Galatia can be found today in Turkey. As you may know, Paul wrote most of the New Testament. He was and is the foremost interpreter of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Paul was a missionary teacher who built upon the foundation of Jesus' teachings and shaped the identity and the theology of the church that we are a part of today. His teachings were practical, they were comforting, they were challenging, and they were sometimes controversial. His teachings sometimes seemed also to be contradictory. Now, we may wonder, sitting in Freeland in the year 2019, 2,000 years later, is this word that Paul wrote, is this word, does it still have something to say to us? But the truth is, though the world has changed dramatically in the past 2,000 years, people have not changed much. And God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so if our hearts and our minds are open this morning, I believe that God will speak to us, and we will leave this place of grace more ready to face another Monday morning tomorrow. Listen now to the words of the Apostle Paul. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work will become a cause of pride, for all must carry their own loads. The word of the Lord. So let's dig into this text. And what we're going to find here is three key teachings that have the potential to change the way we look at life, to change the way we act. So repeat them back to me, if you will. The first, bear one another's burdens. The second, test your work. And the third, carry your own load. There we have it. We begin with bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. As followers of the rabbi from the Galilee, our goal should be to follow Jesus. Paul reminds us here of one of the cornerstone teachings of Jesus, a teaching we visited a few weeks ago with the telling of the parable of the Good Samaritan. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. To fulfill the law, to fulfill all of the requirements, above everything else, Jesus asks us to bear one another's burdens. And in doing so, we will then fulfill all of the requirements. Now notice that God is not asking us to take vows of chastity or poverty or obedience. God simply asks that we treat each other with love, concern, and respect, that we bear one another's burdens. That is what God is asking of us. Is that too much? Now, I would be remiss if I did not clearly state the benefits of doing so and the dire consequences of not fulfilling this law. So go with me to Italy now, to this first image, to the city of Florence. Many of you have been there. This is the outside of the Duomo, the magnificent sanctuary there in Florence. This amazing church structure was begun in the year 1296, and it took 140 years to complete. This is the image from the outside. Now, I'd like to invite you into the to look at another building right there close, and that would be the Duomo's baptistry. It's a different building. This is an impressive building, but much smaller structure, and it was dedicated to one thing, baptism. People came here to be baptized. Those who had not been baptized would not be allowed to enter the magnificent sanctuary of the Duomo. Now, I invite you to come inside. Let's go inside the baptistry. This is a place, again, remember, where those new to Christianity would come. And after a period of instruction, they would gather here in the baptistry for a rite of initiation, a rite of passage into Christianity, a sacrament that would indicate their desire to follow Jesus Christ in their life. And there, above the altar, this is what you see. Above the altar of the baptistry, you find this breathtaking Renaissance mosaic called the Last Judgment. The mosaic itself is bigger than life, and it is scarier than life as well. The mosaic was begun in the year 1225, and it took 100 years to complete. The mosaic is quite graphic. It depicts the rewards and the punishments of following Jesus. Let's look at that image a little closer. Look at the image of Jesus in that mosaic. Here we're going to see the rewards of living a good life. The rewards of living a good life do not begin in this life. They begin with death, as the faithful are sprung from the tomb by angels. And Jesus, here you see, with his right hand, is giving a thumbs up. All of those on this side of the mosaic were on their way to heaven. But in the left side, you see that other scarred hand on his left, your right, and there you see the punishment for sin. Thumbs down. The poor sinners are on their way to hell to be tortured by demons. But that was not enough. In the mosaic, the humans are burnt by fire. They're roasted on spits. They're crushed with stones. They're bitten by snakes and chewed up by hideous beasts. Dante Alighieri, the author of Dante's Inferno, was baptized here in this baptistry. And it seems that he never really got those images out of his head. In this breathtaking piece of art, it is a testament to the painstaking creativity of the artist who worked there for 100 years. Oh, and let's be very clear about something else. Jesus never would have approved of this stunning work of art. In our text, Paul reminds us that the law of Jesus is fulfilled, all requirements checked off simply by bearing one another's burdens. You see, fulfilling the law of Christ has but one benefit, and ignoring the law of Christ has but one curse, and they are both in this world. The benefit of fulfilling the law is a better life right now. It has nothing to do with the afterlife. The benefit of bearing one another's burdens is a better world, a better life for you, a better life for those you live with, a better life for your neighbor and your community, a better life right now. Abundant life comes by bearing one another's burdens. Now, we all know life is short. Life is difficult. It's difficult for all of us. Bearing one another's burdens. Life is too short and too difficult to do it any other way. Now, what is the curse then? The curse of disobeying this law? The punishment from God for not fulfilling this law? What is it? Are we tortured for eternity? In the Dark Ages, most were taught that. And this was typical of the superstitions that sparked the Reformation. Luther rebelled against the superstition of a church that tried to control mostly illiterate peasants by scaring the hell out of them. The punishment of God is quite simple. We live with the consequences of our actions or our lack of action. You see, God does not need to punish us, and God does not punish us. No, we punish ourselves. God does not need to send us to time out or to purgatory or to roast us on a spit. No, our sin comes with unescapable consequences. unhappiness, brokenness, despair, divorce, loneliness, and a less than abundant life. Bear one another's burdens, and in doing so, you will fulfill the law of Christ. This is not about God loving you more. This is not about getting into heaven. This is about you experiencing a better life right now. Bearing one another's burdens. It's easy to say. It's much more difficult to put into action. It's not always easy to know. It's not always clear how we can bear one another's burdens. And more complicated than that, it implies a partnership. You see, the fulfilling of the law only works if we are willing to both give, but also to receive a helping hand. The Bible tells us God loves a cheerful giver, but there can be no cheerful givers if there are no vehicles for receiving. Now, most of us would much prefer to give help, correct? We're proud. We'd much rather give help than receive help from others. Our pride sometimes keeps us from accepting help or from even admitting that we actually need help. If we are too proud to accept help, then what happens? The whole system breaks down. The whole system of Jesus, God's entire plan, breaks down as we deny our neighbor the opportunity to fulfill the law. Bearing one another's burdens is a partnership. People working together for the common good. The children of God fulfilling the law of God by offering to help those in need, but equally important, allowing others to help us. Bearing one another's burdens is followed by the second of our lessons. All must test their own work. Here Paul gives us an opportunity to look in the mirror, an opportunity for self-reflection. It is good for us to take inventory from time to time to test our work, to consider the gifts and the talents that God has given us. We might ask, are our lives marked by generosity, by compassion, by forgiveness? Are we living in a way that would be pleasing to God? Take inventory. Test your work. How are you spending your money? How are you spending your time? Let love be your guide. Love that is patient and kind. Love that is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Love that bears all things. Yes, we are free to forgive because we have been forgiven. Test your work. You'll be reminded that in the song that immediately follows the sermon this morning. Bearing one another's burdens, testing your own work, and finally, a seemingly contradictory statement given our previous conversation. All must carry their own loads. This is reality, folks. I received an email a few weeks ago. I actually get lots of emails. I appreciate them all, even when people are less appreciative of something I said or did. But this email came after I preached a sermon reminding us all that we are not alone, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, that nothing can separate us from the presence of God. We are not alone. The email started with thankfulness for this place of grace and for you who helped this woman to find healing in her life. Thankfulness, too, for the encouraging sermon that she had heard me preach. But then the email changed. And suddenly there was expressed there the pain that is felt by so many in our congregation. She said this, and I quote, "Ultimately, at the end of the day, many of us are alone. I am alone. The house is empty. The quiet is deafening. And there are no hugs." Pain. Real pain, reality. All must carry their own loads. You see, some burdens can be shared, and there may be a few instances when we can solve someone's problem all together, but that is the exception, not the rule. All must carry their own loads. See, we can share grief and loss together. We can share prayers and hugs and cards and covered hot dishes. But the truth is, some burdens must just be carried. No matter how much I love you, no matter how much this community loves you, we cannot take away the pain that you feel over a prodigal child who never came home, a prodigal child that was lost, or a child that has died. We cannot take the ravages of cancer from you or protect you ultimately from death. Now, with God's presence, with the comfort of the Holy Spirit, burdens may be more bearable, but some burdens cannot be taken from us. The Apostle Paul wrote of his thorn in the flesh, a physical or psychological disability, a regret or a betrayal that would not go away. And Paul prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed that he would experience healing from this thorn in the flesh. And you know what happened? No healing ever came. That was his burden to bear. Some burdens will be lessened by kindness or compassion or companionship. Some burdens will become more bearable, but they will not be removed. At the end of the day, your load will be your load. And we all have a load or two to carry. If you look around this morning, you may not recognize it, but everyone around you this morning is carrying a very heavy burden. Everyone you meet at the store, or the bank, or the ferry line, or on the road driving is carrying heavy burdens. Life is hard, my friends, and this is not news to you. Life is hard, and life is painful, and life is full of challenges and betrayals, and love that is lost, and disappointments. And many in our congregation this morning are lonely, and many are afraid. It is the human condition, and we are more alike than we are different. Into this reality, Paul encourages us to be a part of the Christian community. Paul encourages us to fulfill the entire law of Jesus by simply bearing one another's burdens, by allowing others to help us in return. Paul encourages us to test our own work, and Paul reminds us that everyone is carrying a heavy load, everyone we meet. Life is too short. Life is too difficult to do it any other way. So if you want a thumbs up from Jesus in this world right now, just bear one another's burdens. Because when it's all been said and done, there's just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you?